Now, if it's been a little bit of a time since you dipped your toe in the Australian school system, it may surprise you to learn that male teachers are very much in the minority these days in Australian schools, both in primary and secondary. The decline has been steady way back since in the 80s, and in primary schools hit a low of just 18% last year in 2016. So what are the issues at play and how do we encourage men to get more involved in education again? Well, Dr. Vaughan Cruikshank from the University of Tasmania has been researching the issues facing male primary school teachers in particular. Dr. Cruikshank, good morning.
Good morning.
What has been one of the causes in terms of male teachers dropping out of the school system?
Yeah, it's probably a bit of variety for different teachers, but one of the main reasons I've been looking at is that men are leaving the profession because of particular gender-related challenges that they're facing.
What sort of challenges are we talking about?
So the three main ones that I sort of identified was that men are sort of fearful and uncertain about making physical contact with their students. There's sort of a lot of expectations to perform particular roles in their schools, and then the last one was feeling quite socially isolated in their schools.
Now, the social isolation, if we want to start there, is that because of the lack of other male teachers?
Yes, so men sort of talk about how they generally get on well with their female colleagues, but there's just that sense that they're just a little bit different. They're kind of like, don't quite belong, and they don't have a lot of other colleagues that they can, you know, just sort of have easy conversations about common interests about. So it's just... It's just sort of a perception that they're just a little bit different from all their colleagues.
And what about the other roles you were talking about that they're seeming to take on?
Yeah, so obviously all teachers do roles that aren't actually teaching. There's other things to do in the school, but some of the ones that men sort of feel they're often given because of their gender are things like having to do all the behaviour management. So they get sent all the naughty kids to deal with. If there's any like manual labour, like moving desks or fixing computers, they always sort of get that. And other things like coaching sports teams and having to sort of take on subjects like science in the school. So it's just a lot of roles that they seem to... It's quite consistent research that men sort of get given those roles. Obviously females get given other roles, but men just feel because there's so few of them that they end up with a higher workload because they get given all these particular roles.
And the teacher-student contact is an interesting one because, of course, in a primary school, you're dealing with some often very young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously young kids often need to be sort of physically comforted and nurtured if they're feeling sad or upset. So there was just that sort of perception that it was perfectly fine for female teachers to give an upset child a hug, but men were just a bit uncertain about whether that acceptance extended to them. So a lot of them... kind of, I guess, avoided physical contact just so there wouldn't be any issues, and that obviously leads to, I guess, to other issues like sort of young children sort of seeing that only women can give hugs and things like that. So yeah, it's certainly an interesting area.
Does a lack of male teachers have any impact, do you think, on the way kids go through school?
Yeah, there's been a variety of sort of research projects, and in terms of their academic outcomes, not really.
Right.
There's been plenty of research about like the qualities of a good teacher are quite gender unspecific, things like being encouraging and being enthusiastic and things like that. But it's sort of that social area, so sort of students having role models, people to look up to, so they really sort of think that, you know, education's for me, I should try harder because I want to be like that person. So certainly in that sort of social aspirational area, there's been quite a bit of research that, yeah, a lack of males can be quite detrimental to students, particularly those ones who, like, don't have positive male role models in their private lives.
Now, a lot of what we were talking about in terms of the challenges, they really sound to me like that kind of systemic, problematic understanding of what is a male role compared to a female role. How do we go about changing that for an education system when it's almost sort of pervasive across society?
Yeah, it's a tough one, and yes, schools have certainly been, I guess, accused of perpetuating all those sort of gendered roles from society. So I guess it probably needs to start in society, and it's going to be a bit of a slow change to sort of move those perceptions of, you know, what is acceptable for men to do, what's acceptable professions for men to do, because there certainly is that perception that that primary teaching and working with young children is more of a female role. So if men go into that area, they're nearly expected to be the principal or the PE teacher, or, like, you know, there's certain roles that are kind of okay for them. So I guess in order for men to be happy in the primary classroom, they've got to feel that society sort of accepts that as a perfectly valuable and important role for a man. So that's I don't know how we're going to change that. It's going to take a bit of time, but I think there certainly is that societal perception that there could be holding, you know, quite a few men back from joining the profession.
Yeah. What about men already in the profession? Do you think there needs to be a bit more support for them?
Yeah, well, certainly. I guess I was sort of arguing in some of my research that if we want to increase numbers, the first thing we've got to do is actually retain the ones we've already got, so they can sort of get more experience, and then they can act as mentors for the newer, younger ones coming in who might be struggling. So, yeah, I guess I was really looking at some of the strategies that experienced men use to deal with these challenges, so that they can help other men in the profession who are struggling, and hopefully, yeah, we can retain a few more in there to help the new ones.
And provide an environment where the new people are encouraged as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and certainly that even though men have certainly valued the help of their female colleagues and female principals, it certainly does come out that men really value the interactions of those experienced male teachers to sort of, you know, have those chats about, oh, you know, I'm struggling with this issue. Have you ever faced that sort of thing? And because those experienced men often have faced those issues, they can give a lot more sort of useful advice, I guess.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Vaughan Cruickshank, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
As I said, Dr. Vaughan Cruickshank there from the University of Tasmania. He's been doing quite a bit of research into why male primary teachers are in the decline and what we can do about it.